Now, on A Little Alternative, I obviously get to play a lot of music, which I love, and for the most part, it goes down well with producer Chris and everyone else involved. However, one album which sticks out was my 9th favourite record of 2018, which was Kacey Musgraves' Golden Hour. I had to fight to play it on the show, and a few people in the office were puzzled as to why I liked it so much. One of them being the host of Real Country himself, Mr. Stephen Scott, who joins me in the studio right here, right now. Stephen, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am not too bad myself. Right. Now, you threw some shade, or whatever the cool kids say nowadays, at me on Real Country for liking this record. So tell me, when you first listened to it, what were your immediate thoughts?
Terrible. Just dreadful.
Really?
No, it's not Kacey. It's not an album I expect from Kacey Musgraves. This is a woman who sang a Christmas song called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, which I, by the way, played on a recent episode. And I like that song a lot. That is the style of Kacey Musgraves I've come to enjoy. I don't know what's happened in Kacey's life, but she's either had an Adele moment where she feels the need to bring out a Misery album, or she has come to the point where she thinks, or maybe she has gone through a terrible relationship or something, and all the songs have just been a bit downbeat.
I think that's the complete opposite. I mean, I was forced to listen to the first two Kacey records by an ex-girlfriend at the time who was really into her, and I was trying to get her to listen to Breaking Benjamin at the time, and yeah, there's a reason why that didn't work out. Anyway,
I have no idea who that is, so that tells you all you need to know about me.
Yeah, there
we would never be able to date, which is good news for you, and it's excellent news for me.
Anyway, I listened to the first two records, and I was standing in my bathroom one night, mid-March this year, and I thought, I wonder what Kacey Musgraves is doing now. And it was like a week before going.
Hang on. You were standing in your bathroom wondering what Kacey Musgraves was doing. That didn't happen. That's a made-up story. That is fake news.
So I was wondering what Kacey Musgraves was doing, and I listened to a few of the singles, which I believed were High Horse and Space Cowboy.
Yes,
and
that's right.
To the disgruntlement of my 16-year-old self, I very much enjoyed them.
Yeah, well, High Horse is a good song. I will say it's a bit poppy for me. I mean, I do like it. I think, I have to say though, I think country music more widely is becoming very pop driven. I mean, there's artists like Thomas Rhett in country at the minute who are producing really strong pop records. They're producing great country songs as well. I mean, Thomas Rhett's Die a Happy Man is a brilliant country song. But, you know, if you go to something like I Feel Good, it's like a commercial track.
Yeah.
It doesn't even feel like country. So, you know, I think that Kacey's maybe pushed in that direction a little bit. Maybe deliberately. I mean, a lot of people called Kacey Musgraves the next Dolly Parton, and her first couple of albums certainly lent well to that. Not this latest album.
And there's a few moments in this record, and like some of the stuff in Space Cowboy, some of the stuff in High Horse as well, the country references seem kind of forced.
Yes.
I think if she went all out and did, go and do a pop record, like the Oh What a World, the robot vocals at the start, I think that's great. Do more of that.
I remember when Kelly Clarkson brought out Mr. Know-It-All, and it came out in this country, and it was a pop record in this country. But if you heard the country version, as in the original version, it was, you know, a totally different song. And actually it was a much nicer, more pleasant song. And maybe that's what we need to get back to. You know, have those versions that suit the audience, that suit, you know, so High Horse could be a standalone country song, could sound different, and, you know, add all the poppy stuff for the teeny boppers out there. and that's all great. But I don't know. I just feel, in some ways, Nashville are trying to modernise country to the detriment of country music a little bit. I mean, a few friends of mine who've said, actually, I'm not as keen on some of the modern stuff now. Not just Kacey Musgraves, but generally, I think that there is a concern. And saying that, you know, I'm not too traditional. I'm kind of that, I'm in that middle point where I like a bit of mainstream. I mean, my favourite artists are people like Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood. These are very strong commercial stars. You know, I mean, Carrie Underwood won, you know, or didn't win one of the Pop Idol shows. She was a contestant. You know, so she came from pop world, but, you know, amazing voice and works really well. But Kacey Musgraves, you know, up until this point, Same Trailer, Different Park was my favourite album from her. You know, great songs on there, Biscuits being one of them, not for any other reason than just because I like it. I've often played Biscuits, and then I played Darius Rucker's Wagon Wheel just to, you know, have a slight dig at Biscuits. But, you know, that kind of stuff works really well. This new album, it's kind of poppy, it's kind of dull. So I'm sorry, you might like it, I don't.
Well, and I think you mentioned before that something terrible must have happened in Kacey's life. And I say it the complete opposite. She got married recently.
Something terrible happened to Casey in her life, as I just said.
No, she got married recently, so there's a lot of happier. Well, there's a few happy songs on it, and it does. I mean, the title track itself, Goldner, references that, but it's all over the place. And I think it says on the inside notes of the record, this is all the different masks that I wear: the happy Casey, the sad Casey, the sister, the wife, the everything.
I think the problem is, though, when you bring out an album, I get what she's meaning, and she's obviously suggesting that, you know, this is her now maybe feeling the freedom to explore her musical side, show off more of her musical ability. Mm-hmm. I get that. But I think the problem is people, like me anyway, and I don't think I'm alone in this. You know, I'll give you a great example of this. If you were to look at the number of downloads that you get on Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon Music and all that, if you look at the kind of music people listen to, what will happen is, despite there being like 800 billion songs available on these platforms, you'll listen to the same 10 all the time.
Yeah, that's,
you know what you like. Yeah. Okay. You know the artists you like. When that artist brings up something new, it has to be in a similar vein. Like if Michael Bublé started doing pop music, people wouldn't buy it. It's on a level. Mm. Whereas if you completely jump off and do something totally different, then I think people get a bit. I wasn't as impressed by it, and I kind of am hopeful that she gets back to more fun records. You know, I think that the idea of her being the next Dolly Parton, not saying that anyone could replace Dolly Parton, but I like that style. I like that approach. I think it's right for her.
Yeah. No, I mean, granted, there's nothing like Step Off or Follow Your Arrow or even some of the stuff on Pageant Material. My favourite on that record was Family is Family.
Yes.
In Church or in Prison.
Yeah.
Even stuff like Miserable and Fine and Late to the Party were all great songs. They were still in that country vein. Whereas on this record, my favourite track is the shortest, Mother.
Mm.
I think it's amazing.
Okay.
It doesn't need to be any longer than the minute and 20 seconds that it is.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely brilliant. It's
I think that's good as well. That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, and sometimes songs do go on and on and on.
Uh-huh.
You're right, you know, and actually sometimes leaving wanting more is not a bad thing.
No, in my opinion, this album does have a few duds. I don't like Velvet Elvis at all.
I quite like that one. That's one of the few I do like.
It's so out of place.
Mm.
It's so out of place. Even though I've mentioned it already, I don't really like the title track. I'm not.
Well, that's what put me off.
Mm.
That is what put me off
right
away.
Okay.
And I am quite. You know, I'm not like you, David. I don't have time in my life. I'm a married man. Now I get bossed around and told to do things. So I don't have time to do anything. So, you know, I sit down, I listen to an album track. I'll maybe hear the first title. I usually go to the title track.
Mm.
If that doesn't catch me, there's a problem.
Mm.
And, you know, I bought the album and I've listened to that one track. I've heard other tracks on it now. High Horse is probably my favourite of all.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that stands tall. And I know that's the hit, but, you know, it is the one that kind of stands out. I get why they brought that one out.
It's a bit of a mishmash. I mean, my favourites on it are Mother, Happy and Sad. Although I've got a really nitpicky thing. I wish the drum beat was at half the speed.
Right.
And Happy and Sad.
Well, do you know, it's funny you say that. There's a song by an artist called Cam.
Right.
And she does a song called Diane, which is a brilliant track. And it's all about, you know, it's country music, so everyone's cheating on everybody. And, you know, she finds out that the person she's with is married. And she sort of says, Diane, I'm going to, you know, give you back the time with you.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a great song. But it feels like that. It feels like it's too fast.
Yeah.
It's like, so you just slowed that down a little bit. It'd been amazing. Although it's a good song, mind you. But, you know, it just seemed a bit too over the top for itself.
Mm-hmm. So we've got that and Love is a Wild Thing, which I think kind of encompasses where she is in her life at the moment.
Yes, it does.
So, I mean, all in all, I very much enjoyed it. No, I didn't want to enjoy it because of 16-year-old me would hate current me for liking it so much. But I did really enjoy it. A bit miffed.
Well, she's the right age for you. I mean, not for you personally.
Well,
I mean,
married now. She's married now.
That's not happening. But, you know, in terms of her music, it's probably the right age for you to get into that. Because that's, you know, that's the age they're at. I mean, in essence, I'm probably too old to listen to Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah. What do you hope comes next from her?
I just want to get back to, you know, I want her to get the banjo out and, you know, go for it. That's what I want. Mm. You know, I just kind of want her to get back to the Follow Your Arrow, The Biscuits, Dime Store Cowgirl, those are my kind of Kacey Musgraves songs. That album was much more my style.
Mm.
Follow Your Arrow is probably my favourite song from her.
Yeah.
I think it was just absolutely brilliant. And of course, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas from her Christmas album. That is a belter.
I haven't listened to her Christmas record.
Get it listened to. As I say, you've got more time than me, so Get on with it.
Well, while I go and do that, have you got anything you want to plug coming up on in the Stephen Scott radio tubes?
I'm never off this radio station. I live here. I have a room upstairs.
You and me both.
Yeah, Daily Connect, 10 till 12, always worth a listen. Tech Talk, Tuesdays at 1. And Real Country, of course, Tuesdays at 7, repeated at umpteen times during the week, as it should be.
But of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Have you ever played Dierks Bentley, Drunk on a Plane?
Oh, it's a brilliant song.
It's so good.
Yeah, the video is good as well, if you watch the video.
There was some festival that he was playing. I can't remember what festival it is, forgive me, listeners. But it was the first song in his encore, and just a massive like front of a plane comes out. And Dierks Bentley comes on the stage in a like pilot's outfit
and sings the song. It's such a good song. It's such an alive song, and it's a kind of what I love about country music. And this is there's a lot of people think that you have to be into ballads or sob stories, and you know that is part of it because it's everything in country is about a story.
Yes,
but there is a bit of a screw it thing going on with country that I love. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of, do you know what? There's a brilliant song by a guy called William Michael Morgan, and it's called Missing. Mm-hmm. And it's a song about a guy who just wants to disappear from the world for a while. Leave me alone. That's my kind of song. Wow. And it's also my way of life.
Well,
leave me alone.
Well, Stephen Scott, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you. Now leave me alone.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.